It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the folks at Brandt Grain Carts. They'll be at the Farm Progress Show next week. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. We don't think it'll be this week, but watch for news out of Washington the next few days about new coal power plant regulations. President Trump is planning to replace Barack Obama's policies with new rules designed to help coal-burning plants run harder and stay open longer. By the way, it's interesting that both India and China continue to actively import coal. Global coal prices are the highest they've been in almost 7 years. From this week in agribusiness, rains over parts of the Midwest this morning could be enhancing the soybean yields. Areas of southwest Iowa since Saturday afternoon have had 2 to 3 inches of rain. First responders last evening rescued a man who decided he would try to swim across the Mississippi near St. Louis. He jumped into the river without telling his friends. The assistant fire chief at Melville, Missouri, said the Mississippi is not a river to swim in, at least in this part. It's fast, dangerous, so much barge traffic to make it unpredictable. You've heard these words about the mail carriers. Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Well, the phrase is not an official motto of the United States Postal Service, but it's long been associated with male men and women. But there's nothing in that creed about a python. At Overland Park, Kansas, a mail carrier the other day refused to deliver because of the huge snake he found wrapped around a homeowner's mailbox. Three animal control officers removed that large snake. They took it to a safe shelter until they could find the owner. Neighbors believe that pet python belongs to another family in the area. Now, I note that that snake was only 8 feet long. Only eight. Earlier this year, a 54-year-old woman in Indonesia was killed by a 23-foot python, swallowed whole. And this followed a report from Indonesia last year of a 25-year-old man being swallowed whole by a python. A Chicago-based anxiety therapist, Dr. David Carbonell, tries to help people overcome their fears, including the fear of snakes. No thanks. No thanks, Doc. I want to fear snakes, especially one that could swallow me whole. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.